We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. I got the times right. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. One more thing regarding Alex Coogan, my dear Alex Coogan. I don't know what's going to happen to him. I guess he's going to make bail. I have no earthly idea. I did reach out to him, and it was really weird. I got to tell you, I don't know what happened here. I texted him, and okay, this was yesterday when I found out, yesterday morning, and I texted, "Are you okay?" This is really weird. Then the response was, "He's," H-E apostrophe S, as if somebody was going to write "he's blank, blank, blank." And then it was, "Yes," in answer to my question, "Are you okay?" And then I went, "Whew, are you free to talk?" And the response was not ATM. Like ATM machine, except I think it's not at the moment, I guess. And then I just responded, take it a day at a time or an hour at a time if need be, which is very good advice to a lot of people, by the way, starting with me. But this was really weird. I wonder if I was even texting Alex, if he's still in jail, and I have no earthly idea. It's just very weird. So I reached out to him. Also reached out to Brandon Criswell, good guy, at the thrift store, and no response. In fact, I'll tell you what I sent him. Hold on. I've got a message here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hi, Brandon, would you please call when you have a minute? Thank you. I wanted to talk, you know, with him and see if you wanted to discuss anything or whatever, but no response. I did reach out to these people. I don't know what else. I don't know what else to say. I really don't. There's some hateful people out there who are really upset about the thrift store. It doesn't look good. I mean, there's just no way to get around this. It does not look good. And I think some of the anger in Bridgeport and in that part of Belmont County is because of that store, the way that it looks. And I don't think they're going to be giving Alex a whole lot in the way of empathy in Bridgeport because of that store. But that store hires people, including ex-cons, by the way. And that store does provide a service to people who cannot afford a new refrigerator or a new oven. And he does many other things as well, cleaning out people's homes and lots and lots of stuff that would be considered, you know, low end, not white collar type of businesses, but a very, very important business nevertheless, serving an awful lot of poor people. Alex is like that. He will really help poor people, ex-cons. He'll help all sorts of people. And to see him going through this now is just, it's just heartbreaking. It really is. It's just heartbreaking. And what the hell do you do? I don't know. If he's found guilty, which I have no earthly idea what's going to happen, but if he is found guilty, I hope he does not spend any time in jail. Maybe there's some sort of diversion treatment of some sort. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know that world. I would always refer to Robert McCoy to guide me through this, but he's no longer with us. God rest his soul. So I don't know. I don't know what to just. God, Jesus, Alex. God, Jesus. Anyway, so I hope he's okay. But you can learn a lot. And again, I'm amazed that the local media has not covered this story. I'm just, I shouldn't be amazed because they're so useless in so many ways. I mean, the failing newspapers now I'll probably shame them into covering this story. The dying TV stations, maybe I'll shame them into covering this story. But I'm the only one in the media who's even talking about it. And this is, Alex is a public figure. He's a very high profile guy. And, I'll never understand the local media here. I mean, it's not journalism. Whatever you want to call it, it ain't journalism. It really isn't. Anyway, so my very best wishes with Alex. But that was the one other thing that I wanted to mention. When I read the comments that some of the haters have regarding Alex. And there are an awful lot of them on Facebook. I'm not going to give them any exposure telling you who said what. But there are some really, really, really bad comments. People who should know better. People who have an axe to grind because they don't like the thrift store and the way it looks. And yes, I concede it looks terrible. But when I read those comments, those horrid comments coming from people in Belmont County and Ohio County primarily, I don't think it says anything about Alex. I think it says a great deal about the people making the comments. You know, it's very easy to kick somebody when he's down. And right now, Alex Coogan, my friend, who I do care about, is down. There's no question about this. But these people who are kicking him when he's down, it's like, really? Do you understand what you're actually doing? You're showing the world who you are when you're talking about Alex Coogan and how much you don't like him. You're actually showing the world who you are. And it's not a very good look. It's not a very good look right now. Alex can't even defend himself. I literally don't know if he's in jail or not. I don't know. But he certainly can't make any kind of public statement about anything. I mean, he's facing very serious charges. So you got these people, these haters, who are taking shots at him knowing there's no way that he can fight back. Shame on you. Shame on you. If you don't like his store, you think it's junky and whatever, hey, I agree with you. It looks terrible. But that's no excuse to kick a man when he's down. These are very serious charges. So shame on you for that. This is a good man, Alex Coogan. He has a big heart. He has helped many, many, many poor people. He's owned a number of businesses, including Eden Family Restaurant, which I was proud to eat at a number of times. He does an awful lot of work for an apartment building owner. He does incredible service work for different fraternal organizations. He doesn't brag about it. He just does it. He has a very, very big heart. He is a very, very good human being who I suspect right now is his own worst enemy. And I would tell him that right to his face if he was sitting across the street from me, across the table from me right now. This is a good guy. Now, you want to keep beating up on him? You want to keep making your snotty comments on Facebook? Hey, free country. But understand that when you're making all these comments, saying these terrible things, and I mean some of them are really terrible, you're telling us about yourself. You're not telling us about Alex. We know Alex. Those of us who know him know him. This is a good guy who's facing a very rough episode in his life. No question about it. And it's certainly not the first rough episode. But if you want to kick a man when he's down, you want to just pile on and make outrageous statements and have outrageous speculation about X, Y, and Z, it's a free country. Go right ahead. But understand, anytime you make any sort of comment like that, especially in social media, because it's there forever, we learn more about you and what kind of person you are. Oh, you're piling on when a guy can't defend himself. Oh, you're kicking a guy when he's down. You're having fun with him, knowing he can't fight back. What does that say about you? I mean, seriously, what does that say about you? You're so smug and so holier than thou and so, well, you know, I don't have a store like that and I never killed anyone, you know, whatever. It's like, screw you. If this is what you need to start your week, kicking a man when he's down, piling on. If this is how you want to start your week, be my guest. But what a miserable, miserable life you must be living when you have to resort to this. And yes, I'm referring to all of you on Facebook who are making all these terrible comments about Alex Kugan. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Calling him some really horrible names that are not true. The police thorough investigation. Grand jury refused to bring charges. It was justifiable. It was self-defense. And that store, yes, I know the store looks terrible. But it's not against the law to have a terrible looking store. And he does serve the needs of an awful lot of really poor people. That thrift store has helped a lot of really poor people. And yes, Alex is unconventional in the way that he thinks and acts sometimes. No question about it. And sometimes he brings this on himself. No question about it. But this is not a bad guy. This is a really, really, really good guy with a really, really, really big heart, who has helped so many people without ever asking for any publicity whatsoever. Ask the people with whom he's associated with the different fraternal organizations about Alex Kugan and what he has done for these organizations over the years. He doesn't brag about it. But yeah, kick a man when he's down. Have fun. Just show everyone what kind of jerk you are. Go right ahead. Show them what kind of jerk you are. They're not laughing at Alex. They're laughing at you. They're looking at you. They're laughing at you, or at least wondering about you. But yeah, keep taking cheap shots at Alex, knowing he cannot defend himself. What does that say about you? What does that say about you? We're going to follow this story, and I have no idea where it's going to lead. I hope it leads to salvation in one form or another. If this is what Alex needs to help turn his life around, I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. I can't predict the future. But there are an awful lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, who are pulling for this guy, who know who he is. This is a really good man, who many times brings it on himself because he's his own worst enemy. But this is a good guy who's going through terrible, terrible stuff now. Maybe you've never made a mistake in your life, or two or three. But, oh, man.